Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in the Allstate Skyline Studios. At 720 every weekday morning, the Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet. An ordinary person who does extraordinary things or touches people's lives. I had three mothers at St. Ben's Grammar School reach out about this next woman. Let's welcome in. Her name is Roxy Calhoun. Roxy, how are you this morning?
I am just fine, and how are you? I am excited.
Roxy, I love your enthusiasm. St. Ben's Grammar School is located at Irving Park and Levitt, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're a crossing guard there.
I've been there for 40 years.
How many years? 40 what?
40.
40 years.
In that one spot.
Everyone says the same thing about you, Roxy. You're so happy, you're so upbeat, and you're just a joy to be around. For 40 years, you've done this.
Isn't that wonderful? I love being alive.
Oh, my gosh, Pete. I don't know if you can see my face, but I know Roxy.
You know Roxy.
I see you almost every day.
Really?
I live in that neighborhood.
You've grown up a little bit.
Now I'm going to make sure that I approach you when you're at work next.
Do that. Don't forget.
Okay, great.
Roxy, what is your story? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Alabama.
Okay. How did you get to Chicago?
I just say, oh, it's time to make a move. And I left, and I came to Chicago.
You came to Chicago 40, how long ago? Was it 40 years ago?
Oh, it was at least, it's more than that. Because I didn't start a crossing guard right away. I was here about 10 years before I started crossing guard.
Okay, so you came here 50 years ago, and you come to Chicago. How did you decide to become a crossing guard?
I was just sitting and looking at the appetizing on TV.
Okay.
And then we had to go down to City Hall and apply for it.
Oh.
So okay. I said to my girlfriend, I think I'm going to take a try. And she said, okay, let's do it. And we've taken off. And that's what happened. You know, you got to be strong in being a follower or a leader.
Of course, yes. And you have these kids that you help every single day. I mean, who touched your life as a young kid that you grew up to be so happy?
I have a police officer that I cross.
Okay.
I have firemen. They stop by.
Okay.
And stop in the middle of the street. And I said, you can't block my street. He said, you cross me. A long time. I said, no, not you. So we just have fun, and because this is the way you're supposed to like your job.
Well, of course. I mean, that's the way it should be, but a lot of us just,
keep our
heads down and
go
to work.
But time is value, and you got to enjoy it as you are going through here.
You really do.
And that's the way I look at it.
Roxy, I can only imagine in that amount of time you've seen fashion trends come and go, and you've probably seen kids' attitudes change for maybe the better, maybe for the worse. I don't know.
True. It's true. But you can talk to them, and then they'll say, hey, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And that's what makes your day.
It really does, doesn't it? Do you know that you touch so many people's lives?
Oh, they tells me that all the time. They tells me, I'm not coming by this corner when you retire. I said, why? You know, you still got to go to church. You have to do your own daily routine. Why not? There's somebody else going to replace me. They're not going to be like you. I said, no, even twins is not the same. So everybody have a different personality.
Sure. So, Jen, when you're walking in the neighborhood, now you have to say hello to Roxy.
Yeah, well, we always smile at each other, and I say hello to her, and she stops traffic for me as an adult, which is fabulous. I have a question, though. Like, the big yellow coats, are those warm?
No.
No.
That's just a raincoat.
Oh.
And you have to wear a heavier coat underneath it there.
Oh.
And that's what keeps you from the weather, some from the weather.
Yeah.
So that's the uniform. And it's really nice because, you know what, a lot of drivers are driving, but they're not paying you any attention.
Yeah, you're right.
So with the flashy color, it kind of lightened them up. And they said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, just be more careful.
Roxy, you've
think
been,
about it. You're not the only person out here.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. You've been doing this for 40 years. You've done this. You have
on
to
on that one corner now. I've been doing this for 50 years.
50 years.
I did this 10 years before I came to this one corner.
You've been at Irving Park in Leavitt for 40 years.
Yes.
You've seen some crazy winters. You're standing outside.
I'm up every morning at 3 o'clock getting ready to get to work.
I mean, this woman loves her job. And your job is, of course.
And the neighborhood tells me, oh, I have to look at my clock to say what time it is. I just look out my window. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah, St. Ben's has a clock right on the church, right there on the corner.
They watch me. They knew I'm there every morning at the same time.
I mean, I just feel the energy.
I can't get away from it.
I love it, Roxy. Well, congratulations. You're the most valuable person on the planet today, and we wanted to wish you good luck.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And thank you for your great attitude.
And thank you, too. God bless you all. Continue to do the good work.
Thank you, Roxy. Take care now.
And I'll see you all later. I know it.
All right. I'm gonna go to that corner. It's Irving Park in Leavitt. That is Roxy Calhoun, the most valuable person on the planet.
Would it surprise you that I was part of the safety patrol in grade school?
Cut it out.
You know why?
Why?
Because if you were a safety patrol, you got to go to a Cubs game later in the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were smart. I wore the little orange belt thing, you know, the little sash kind of thing.
It was a good look for you.
It was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jen, how crazy is that? You know her.
Oh, my gosh. I love her. She's fantastic. And I think about how positive and happy she always is. And sometimes it makes me think maybe I should become a crossing guard and change my whole career. And, you know, it just seems like she brightens all of the parents and the kids' mornings. And so I'm gonna try to go see her this afternoon.
That's a special person right there. Mm-hmm. There's a reason she's the most valuable person on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, we run past. I mean, we keep our heads down day after day, go and do our jobs, and we don't pay attention. Just look up, and you see people like Roxy.
Yeah, but she's right about, like, looking out the window and seeing her, and you know what time it is. There's mornings that I'm doing the overnight shift, and I'm coming home from work, and I drive past that intersection, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's already that time of the morning.
Right.
So, you know what time it is.
40 years getting up at 3 a.m. That's crazy.
That's some discipline.
Wow, good for her. I mean, just talking to her, I'm pumped. I love people like that. Boy, we've had some great guests in the last hour. Tiffany Louise, and now Roxy Calhoun, the most valuable person on the planet.